next stop,
Rides, Refreshments, and Recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter. We're at Theme Parks Rec on Twitter. On Facebook, you can find us at Theme Parks and Rec. And then you can also find our episodes from before if you want to catch up on anything at themeparksandrecpodcast.com. All right, we got a lot of stuff to get through today, so it's kind of going to be a lightning round of things. We're nearing the end of October. Crazy that we're already at the end of October.
We
will be transitioning into the holidays here very shortly. So we're going to touch on a little bit of that at the end of the podcast, but we're going to save the bulk of the information for next week's podcast. So you just make sure you listen this week and then check us out next week, because we're going to go through all the holiday stuff that's going on at the parks. But first, we need to address something a little bit of a downer, but we would sound tone deaf if we didn't announce it or talk about it, because it's out there in the news and it really sucks. But this is 2020 and it just seems like the hits just keep on coming. There have been more layoffs, and it's at Walt Disney World, right? These were at Walt Disney?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The ones that are the bulk of the news has been Walt Disney World, I'm seeing. But there has been, a lot of layoffs in all the parks. Yeah. It's just, I feel like the Walt Disney World ones are getting more news coverage.
Yeah.
And it's coming in, like, every week I feel like there's more and more. The revenue is not there. It's not like how it used to be, where millions and millions of people would visit a day or a week or whatnot. Yeah. Now it's pretty much cut into a quarter of what they used to make, maybe even. Mm. And also with COVID around, these entertainment cast members and workers in the theme parks, they aren't having their shows go on.
Mm.
And it doesn't make sense to Disney to keep them around, even though I'm sure they would love to have them, but this is just me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's close to home here, because I have some friends and you have some friends who are cast members in the entertainment field. I know someone that got laid off recently. But I do want to talk about some false information that's been in the news. And this is only because I've talked to cast members who are close to me that got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people are saying that they're getting their benefits stripped away from them ASAP. That's not the case. Mm-hmm. They are not going to be employees of Disney until the end of the year.
Okay.
So that means they could use their perks. They could go in the parks. They could use their discounts if they want to go shop for Christmas or just buy things they wanted, or have medical benefits, which I feel like that's what really matters, you know?
Yeah.
So Disney is still providing that all the way up to the end of the year. And although that's nice and happy and happy-go-lucky and stuff, it's still sad to see these, because the thing is, a lot of these people, this is their life. Your job is your life, to be honest. Your job becomes your life. You spend more time there. You see the other cast members, they become family, So it's like someone that I know has been spending 26 years since the college program has been employed at Disney, had a family under Disney, pretty much like their kid's about to go to college, their oldest kid.
Yeah.
And now Disney, which is a part of their life, part of their family, is no longer going to be like as big of a.
Yeah.
It's just sad. It's very sad. And another thing I had to say that's false that I've seen a lot of other people say is, so Disney has this program called Disney Aspire, which I think is phenomenal. So if you are still an employee of Disney and didn't get this layoff email, you can still apply for that and Disney will pay for it as long as you get accepted. But for those people who are in the program right now, so getting their degree or getting their master's or getting a graduate certificate, if you're in it right now, you could still finish it and Disney will cover it. A lot of people were saying, oh, they're out of luck. No, they're not out of luck. Disney is still going to keep up with that promise. You get to finish your degree, and Disney will have it covered 100%.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, you were saying, you know, it's a big loss of, you know, the family and friends that they've made, but, you know, and it's like a double whammy because it's their income, it's their livelihood, and then they also lose this kind of family. Hopefully, once things get back to the way, hopefully some sort of a way that we used to know them before, you know, February, March, maybe they're able to bring some of these people back. We're just kind of in a holding pattern. We don't know how things are going to go. So thoughts go out to everybody that has been affected. It really, you know, it sucks.
My best advice, if you're listening to this and you sadly were let go, is keep in contact with your managers, your old managers, your other fellow cast members and coworkers, because if the others, because Disney, it's pretty much how it goes. Like, it's not like they're saying, oh, I don't like Rachel, so I'm going to let her go. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. It's literally a spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. The person that picks or has to eliminate is doing it for numbers reasons.
Yep.
It's not about how your performance was. Do not take it personal. Mm-hmm. It's literally about numbers. And the person that put the big X on it probably doesn't even know who you are.
Yep.
Honestly. And the best thing you could do is stay in contact with the people that you worked with, especially those who are still in Disney and working in Disney, because I'm sure your managers, some of them will still be working there because they have to rehire at some point.
Yeah.
And they're not going to start from scratch.
Yeah.
Stay in contact with those people. So when those jobs do become available again, you're going to be thought in their mind of being like, this person has stayed in contact with me. I remember how hard they worked. Just remember to keep that contact. I know it's hard to compare yourself and say, this person didn't get let go, but I did.
Right.
Don't take it personal. I'm telling you, it's going to eat away at you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, all right.
So let's go into the news.
Yeah. Let's pivot into talking about SeaWorld. Reservations are still needed at SeaWorld for entry, but there's a new bar that they announced. This sounds cool. It's called the Glacier Bar. It's a brand new Arctic theme bar with a new outdoor seating area, and it's open now. And that kind of parlays into what's happening through this weekend at SeaWorld. The Craft Beer Festival is still happening. And they also have their Flicks and Frights movies, drive-in movie events. Each car is $40 plus taxes, drive-in movie plus access to local food trucks. This does not get you into the parks. This is a separate ticket. And Friday, October 30th at 7 to 45, they're playing my favorite Halloween movie of all time, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yes. It's the last one
of
the season.
I know. Sanderson sisters, go party with them. And Halloween Spooktacular is going on through this weekend as well.
Wonderful. And then going back to Tampa, where we are, reservations are still needed for Busch Gardens. And the Beer Fest is also still going on now. But unlike SeaWorld, it is going on now until November 15th. So that you have 2 more weeks. To enjoy that, but it's only weekends, so just keep that in mind.
Yep.
So although you might be like, oh, I have 2 full weeks, like, you only have about like 3 weekends to do it. Hollow Scream is still going on. This is the last weekend, November 1st being the last day. Tickets are still on sale online, but they go very quickly. Mm-hmm. So if people are trying to make their plans, make them now. We've had a previous episode talking with someone from Busch Gardens, and she talked about everything that's going on, including the show that they had last year. It's changed, obviously. It goes with the time. It's called The Fiends Show, and now it's outdoors, so you got to listen to that podcast. It's pretty phenomenal. And then they also have the Sesame Street Weekends. This is the last weekend as well. And you see all your fun, favorite Sesame Street characters and have the kids dress up. Those are daytime events. Okay. That and Beer Fest are daytime events. Hollow Scream's a nighttime event, separate ticket.
Okay.
And again, we talked about this before again and again and again, but it's a good reminder because I think it's phenomenal what they're doing here. For veterans and their families, they are allowing free admission. So if you're a veteran or if you have a family member who's a veteran, this is a good chance for you guys to go to the parks. And it's all the way up until November 11th, which is Veterans Day, correct?
I believe so. Yeah, and that's at SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. So check out their websites for all the details on how to take advantage of that amazing deal.
Yeah.
And then there's the 2021 Fun Card, which you can buy now and get the rest of 2020 free, and includes unlimited visits through December 31st, 2021. The difference between this and the annual pass is that you have to pay for parking each time, and blackout dates do apply for the Fun Card. So just kind of weigh those options, see which one works best for you, and then, you know, go buy your annual pass or your Fun Card.
Oh, yes. And something I didn't know, and I feel like we blink and time passes, Legoland Florida is turning 10.
Oh my gosh, year. Double digits.
I know, they're 10, and they have this great annual pass deal. I might even get it. The Play and Party annual pass is for Florida residents only, but it's only $99.
Wow.
Yes, that's how much it was to go to Legoland Florida for a single day admission 10 years ago.
So oh my goodness, that's cool.
I know, the whole year. You get it, and it includes, which is awesome, admission to the parks for a whole year, free parking, discounts on guest tickets, and access to special events. Blackout dates do apply, but what I love about this is free parking.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, huge deal.
And there are a lot of new shows and experiences coming next year. We'll go over that in another episode, but man, oh man, I can't believe 10 years.
Wow.
Some stuff that they're adding to Legoland is the virtual line access on their app. So they're coming with the times like Disney World and Universal where you don't have to stand in a line, a long line anymore.
I love that.
You could just set up the time and how many people are with you on the app. And then when it's your time to go ride the ride or attraction, you get to wait like 5 minutes, which is
phenomenal. Awesome.
And of course, Halloween is still going on. What's going on, Rachel?
They're brick or treat. It's the 31st. They've got trick-or-treating photo ops with Lego builds and models, the Groovin' Graveyard and candy-coated curse show, and character experiences with the Rockin' Frankenstein, Mummy, Lord Vampire, Scarecrow, Spider Lady, Blackbeard, and more. So good stuff going on at Legoland Florida this weekend and for all of next year. As you're talking about the virtual line apps, like, you remember when we were kids? Well, maybe not you, but when we were, because you're still kind of a kid.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, we would go to Disney, and it was like you were lucky if you got on 3 or 4 rides during the day, you know, because you had to go and stand in line. There were no fast passes or virtual line queues or anything like that. Like, it's so cool how now we have the technology to be able to do these virtual lines, and we can experience more of the park in one day than just standing in a queue line. I think it's so cool. Like, I love technology. Technology.
Oh yeah, it's phenomenal. Because back then they had the paper fast passes.
Right, but I was there at a time where they didn't even have
them. Didn't have that? Really?
No, you had to just go stand in line. I know, you had to just
standing in line.
Standing in line. Who does that? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a long day of just lines, and now you can do a whole lot more in one day. It's awesome. Ugh. I remember back in the day.
I know. Now they have competitions where it's like, can I ride every single ride in a day?
I know. That was kind of unheard of, you know, back.
Possible.
Back when I was a kid.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Universal Orlando, no reservations are required at this park, and they have their pass holder appreciation days extended through this weekend, October 31st. So if you're a pass holder, try to get out there this week. Universal
Orlando, it might fill up, though, so get there early.
that's true. Universal Orlando's Cinematic Celebration return for one night on October 24th, and it's a good chance they may add more showings, but none right now, so fingers crossed. They still have their mini daytime Halloween Horror Nights through Sunday, November 1st. And they've extended their operating hours until 10 p.m. this weekend. I'm sure they're expecting a higher volume than normal. Both parks open at 8 a.m. with early admission for annual pass holders and hotel guests at 7 a.m.
Holy moly, that's early.
Lots going on. Yeah, I know. I'm like,
That'll really wake you up, a haunted house.
Yeah, and like 7 a.m., you know, it's still dark. Well, it'll still be dark out on Saturday, but then we have the fall back daylight saving time ending on Saturday. Well, really, Halloween night, November 1st morning. So it'll be a different amount of light in the morning when you go Saturday versus Sunday. So don't
forget. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Holy moly.
Yeah.
That is crazy. So you might, yeah, you're going to get into the park and it's still going to be dark out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
All right, you want to hit it on Disney World? Because I know you were there recently.
Disney World, yes. Yeah, so, I mean, something fun is at Animal Kingdom, they welcomed a little baby white rhino, which I believe it's their 11th white rhino. And he doesn't have a name yet. He was 150 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine that.
That's a big baby.
Right?
And don't name the baby Corona. Okay? Just don't name it.
I don't think they should.
No.
No. But the mom was the first white rhino born at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, cool.
That was cute.
Full circle moment.
Right? Something to be reminded of, because the reason why I say this is because I'm going to tease something later about the holidays, but... Ooh. Just to let you know, Epcot International Food and Wine Festival going on now till November 22nd. So getting all that, because it's going to change to something else. Hint, hint, hint.
Ooh.
The new Wishes Come True blue. Rachel was looking at these photos and she's like, man, this blue is nice. It is a nice royal blue.
Yes.
Glitterful. They have everything you could think of in this collection. They have backpacks. They have ears, Crocs, spirit jerseys, shirts, hats. They have this Starbucks tumbler.
What?
Yes, yes, yes. And what's great about this, 25% of the proceeds go to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's all over the place at Walt Disney World and online.
Okay, I need to see the tumbler, but I'm not usually a Crocs person.
Okay, but you like these?
But these Crocs are awesome.
Right?
Ooh, they're blue different. Glitter. They're blue glitter.
And it has Mickey's and the moon and stars on them.
Oh my God.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out. They should have it up on their website or their DisneyParksBlog.com. And you can purchase it on Shop Disney.
Like, I love the back of the spirit jersey, but like... In the photo with the ears, it kind of shows the front of the spirit jersey, and it looks like it has even more glitter on the front. I have to...
Yeah, the whole thing is glitter. it's like glitter where it's not... It doesn't show well on pictures, I guess, but it's all glitter. It's all glitter all over.
I may have an updated order for you the next time you go to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially since it's brand new, and there was so much stock, so I'm not worried about
so
it.
So pretty.
Out.
It's so pretty. Take all my money, Disney.
Right? They just come out with something new, and I always tell myself, I'm not going to get anything new, and then something else happens.
Right, exactly.
I can never control it.
There's no control.
Halloween is still going on at the theme parks, every single park, but not as big as at Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom is going to be the biggest. You're not going to go on Saturday and be like, oh, I'm going to see like Mickey dressed up as a vampire at Epcot. It's not going to happen. So there might be treats at Epcot, but if you want to see Mickey dressed up, go to Magic Kingdom.
Cool.
But what's great about that is the hours have been extended.
Okay.
A few of the parks. Epcot, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's a big jump because it was like closing at like 7, I want to say.
Yeah.
And then Magic Kingdom, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I went to Magic Kingdom yesterday. That closed at 6. So imagine that big of a jump that it's reaching now. And it could also mean, I was thinking what you said, daylight savings time.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be what?
Darker earlier. Which makes sense for the holiday decorations, you know, because they're going to have lights, I'm sure, for the holidays.
And so then I was wrong then. So it's not going to be dark out when you go to the parks early.
It will be on Saturday morning because I woke up at 7 a.m. like last weekend and I'm like, what time is it? It's pitch black outside.
Okay. So then it's going to be lighter.
Yeah. On November 1st, it'll be lighter at 7 a.m., but darker earlier. It's so confusing.
That makes sense. Okay.
But yeah, it gets darker earlier in the winter time.
Right.
And then during the summer,
yes, you're right.
It gets lighter. It's lighter longer.
Okay. So.
So confusing.
It's going to be dark a lot.
This is the Magic Kingdom. All I know is that this is the good one because we gain an hour of sleep on Saturday night instead of losing an hour. So it just makes me happy. I love getting an extra hour of sleep.
And also less sunlight is always good with me.
I like it when it gets darker earlier. It feels more like Christmas and fall and all that kind of stuff.
I just hope it gets a little cooler.
Oh my gosh, me too. All right. So that's awesome that they're going to be extending all the hours through November and December, but they vary. So just make sure you're checking the app, you know, like we've said for months, always check the theme park website before you go. So you know if there are any changes to times, procedures, restrictions, requirements, so that you have the best time possible. And then Disney Fort Wilderness and Resort and Campground Halloween. So they're doing something special for Halloween?
They always do, which they usually have like this parade, like with the golf carts, or you could tour around each of the campsites to see what there is, because people practically live there. Like you're not allowed to live there, but I think I don't remember what the dates are. Dominic told me because he had looked it up before that you could stay there for a certain amount of time and then you have to make a new reservation.
Oh, wow.
And you either stay at the one you're at or you move campsites. So people stay there all year long. So they decorate for Halloween.
That's fun.
And it's pretty spectacular. But what stinks is that you cannot go in for Halloween this year, unless you're a guest. So if you wanted to camp this weekend and there's an availability, highly recommend doing it. Cool. They have a lot of stuff going on and it's no park pass like requirement. Yep. You could just get a reservation, stay at the campsite or the cabins, and you could participate in the golf cart and campsite decorating contest,
fun,
the pet costume contest, the pumpkin carving contest. They have a pumpkin scavenger hunt and mini pumpkin decorating.
Nice.
This is all guests. Like, it used to be that everyone got to do it, but because of COVID and they want to make sure that there's not a lot of people jammed into the Fort Wilderness, it's only for guests, but nice. I think it's still a lot of fun. And if you wanted to look up if they have availability, you could always call and check.
Nice. All right. And this is a reminder, big reminder, pass holders, you must notify Disney about your renewal by November 1st because they're not selling any new annual passes right now. And we don't know when they will start selling annual passes right now. So if you are a pass holder and you want to renew, you must let them know by November 1st. You probably received an email or some kind of correspondence. So make sure you pay attention to that by this weekend if you haven't done so already.
And that includes if you canceled it because you're like, I don't think I'm going to be going to the parks. Okay. Because of COVID. And then you see everybody like wearing their mask and following protocols and you feel safe now.
Mm-hmm.
then you could still renew. Even though you canceled and got your money back, there's still an opportunity. But you only have until November 1st, so get that done.
Okay, good to know. All right, you want to cover what we're looking forward to?
Oh, yeah.
I'm we're going to so run through this excited. Really quick because we're going to cover this on next week's podcast, but we kind of want to give you a heads up. So go, Michaela.
Universal coming back with the Macy's Holiday Parade and Grinchmas plus Christmas at Hogsmeade/Hogwarts and Diagon Alley.
Okay.
The magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle Projection Show is returning.
Woo-hoo!
The dates of all this is November 14th to January 3rd.
Okay.
To make your arrangements. While Disney World, of course, also doing the holidays. At Hollywood Studios Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, it's November 6th through December 30th. At Epcot, this is what I said before, International Festival of the Holidays is what will be replacing the Food and Wine Festival, just like years past, November 27th through December 30th. And, hint, hint, they're also bringing back the Cookie Trail, which is my favorite about Epcot. I see all the cookies. But merchandise is being sold right now at Walt Disney World. I heard not in the parks because I was just there. They only had the Halloween stuff right now. But I heard at the boardwalk. Go to the boardwalk. There's all the Christmas merch. And something that I'm going to be picking up soon is, you know, the snow on Main Street has foam?
Yeah.
So they're making handheld, you know, like the bubble makers?
Yeah.
But with that snow, that fake snow.
Oh, fun.
So I am going to pick one of those up. I'm going to be a little child.
Pick
sorry.
Up two. Pick up two.
Pick up two. Pick up two and a spirit jersey. We're doing this. And then at Busch Gardens, they don't have much information, but we do know Christmastown is returning November 21st through January 3rd. And then SeaWorld Orlando Christmas Celebration, November 21st through December 31st. So it looks like Busch Gardens is running the longest.
Cool.
And something I did want to mention, if you did want to book now, is at SeaWorld, they have a Christmas celebration package starting at $47 per person per night based on a family of four. It includes your admission to the parks, to SeaWorld, and you don't need a reservation. If you're staying at one of the hotels, you get to go. And it includes your hotel stay, access to all the shows and the fun stuff that's going on during the holiday season, a $25 merch credit for your holiday shopping, and you can add on additional park for $25. So what I'm thinking of that is, I don't know if the water parks are, but with Busch Gardens, I know that can be added.
So you're going to pay $47 and it gets you into the SeaWorld.
Yes.
A hotel.
Yep. $25.
25. So you're really paying like $20+, really, because you get that credit. And do you have to be a family of four? Or can, like, if I decided to go, I don't know if you know this, but like, if I wanted to go, am I just paying $47 to get into SeaWorld Park and get a hotel for a night?
That is what stinks about it. That's the only thing. So it's like,
you have to have a family of four.
Yeah, family of four. Or if you have a family of six, you could do that as well. $47 per person per night.
Right. But the four people is the minimum.
But if you, let's say you and a friend decide to go, and you and your dad or whatnot, it would probably be this times two per person.
Yeah. Okay.
I still think that's a deal.
It's a great deal. It's like $100+ per person then. But
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's awesome, especially if you have a family. Oof, that is a great deal. You could go experience all that fun stuff, and you'll still get, if you have a family of four, you'll get, my math, $100 in merchandise credit. Good math.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
I was like, wait, per person?
No, per family of four. So that's still a really good deal. So, wow, go check that out for sure. And get your celebration for the holidays on.
That's
all right,
so
Michaela. Let's talk about our feature this week, and all you have on here is the word vote, so I think I know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead and vote, because the election is
November
on Tuesday.
Yeah,
I know, it's coming up, it's creeping up, and they still have early voting in a lot of places, and if you decided to do a mail-in ballot and you still haven't sent it in yet, be sure to bring it in physically instead of mailing it, because just guaranteeing it gets there. Mm-hmm. But just vote.
Yeah, get out there.
It's our right here in the USA. It is our right to vote as a citizen, and it's great. It's a great feeling to put it through the machine. Did you vote yet?
Yes, I did. I went and I did early voting at Amalie Arena.
Okay.
Because where else would I go? And so, yeah, I did that last week. So, and it is kind of a, you know, we're lucky here. Not a lot of countries have the ability to go vote for, you know, who is going to lead their country. But it's one of our rights here, and it's very special. And there is, like, you know, a special feeling when you slide that ballot through the ballot reader. You feel like you've done your part and you've accomplished something. So, you know, just go out there and vote. No matter who you vote for, just go out there and exercise your right as an American citizen. So.
Absolutely. Oh, it's so great. I loved putting it through the machine.
You feel very patriotic. You feel like, you know, singing the national anthem and God Bless America as you walk to your car when you're done. It's
right.
Very
you need your sticker, wear it proudly.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that was the feature because I just wanted to make sure you know.
Yep.
That your voice matters.
It does. It does for sure. Thank you so much, Michaela, for all of your interesting information. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at Theme Parks and Rec. You can find us on Twitter at Theme Parks Rec. And you can go back and listen to any of our episodes that you may want to catch up on at themeparksandrecpodcast.com. Also, please leave us a 5-star review, rating, and leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you think about the show. And that way more people can get exposed to our fun and information on the Theme Parks and Rec podcast. Michaela, we will talk next week about all the holiday happenings. Ooh, it's my favorite time of year.
I know. And get your list ready.
Yes. At the parks.
Michaela Claus.
Yes, Michaela Claus. I want this and this and this and this. And here's all my money. So thank you so much. We will catch you next week on our holiday extravaganza edition of Theme Parks and Rec. We'll catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.